My whole squad is all a bunch of screwballs. Eddie's running around now with an insect bomb, cursing the bugs. The mosquitoes that come out at night are man-eaters, but the insect repellent keeps them off. It's safe in the daytime. We stand out in the open or work on the bunker. We can run up and down the hill with no worries. But at night, we gotta stay in the bunkers as snipers sneak in. Dennis. P.S. Send some Kool-Aid. Water here tastes like shit.
Whiskey, I have a booby trap tripwire tied onto a branch grenade on the end of the tripwire. A spoon is out.
Dear Mom and Dad, the way we move without contact, you begin to wonder if the VC are even out there. And all the time you know they are. The great frustration is that they don't come out and fight.
Anyone over here who walks more than 50 feet through elephant grass should automatically get a Purple Heart. Try to imagine grass possessing razor-sharp edges, 8 to 15 feet high, so thick as to cut visibility to 1 yard. Then try to imagine walking through it while all around you are men possessing the latest automatic weapons who desperately want to kill you. You'd be amazed at how much a man can age on one patrol.
We're all scared. One can easily see this emotion in the eyes of each individual. One might hide it with his mouth, while another might hide it with his actions. But there is no way around it. We are all scared.
Last week, we've been waiting for an attack, and finally it came in full force. Honey, I was never so scared in my whole life. We got hit by 12 mortars and rockets. A mortar landed about 30 feet from me, and I was lucky enough to have my head down. But the sergeant next to me didn't, and we think he lost an eye. This was my first real look at war. And it sure was an ugly sight. I helped carry some of the wounded away. And boy, I sure hope I don't have to do that again. It was an experience you can never explain in a million words.
Got a lot of pain in that left ankle. That's a good sign. It's that sharp pain that you get when you got nerves, you know. It's that sharp nerve pain. Burning.
They do all they can to save that leg.
I know. I know there's not much left because I was carrying that damn thing in my hands all the way back. I was afraid the whole thing was going to come off. I said, hell, they can't be right around in here. So I didn't call bombs and napalm on these people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where they were. I'm sure now that that's where they were. God damn it, I hate to put nape. And And on these women and children, I just didn't do it. I just said they can't be there.
Dear Vern, I talked to Danny, the man who lost his leg this morning. He's a mean bastard. I've never seen such bravery and guts before, and I'm stunned by it. You should have seen my men fight. They were going after wounded men no one else would go after. You should have seen my brave men. It'd give you goose pimples.
This is Cameron Bay on the South China Sea. It is said to be one of the finest natural harbors in the world. It will in time be the chief port of entry for American men and materiel in Vietnam. It is taking on a look of permanence, and the activity going on all around suggests that we have recognized there is not going to be an easy, painless, or quick way out of this struggle. And so during the past year, our military forces have grown from 25,000 to nearly 200,000 men. The possibility of 300,000 men here by spring is now considered likely.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Men still keep on marching off to war.
Dear folks, car, bird, house, etc. New jungle fatigues, boots, cooling fans, typewriters, napkins, silverware, grass seeds. I'll trickle into supplier and dispersed as needed. Jeez. You know, this is an in war. One of the hippest things in this old world. I've read where officers were quoted as saying, this is the only war we've got. Don't knock it.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
This war is not going to end by any one single battle or combination of battles. It could be a situation that could drag out for some time. Certainly, as the war gets more intense, and I feel that it will in the coming months, we will suffer more American casualties.
Dearest Bev, last night we had the VC all around us. Bev, don't ever tell Mother this, but at times I feel I will never come home. The VC are getting much stronger. So I think this war is going to get worse before it gets better. The days are fairly peaceful, but the nights are pure hell. I look up at the stars, and it's so hard to believe that the same stars shine over you in such a different world as you live in. Oh, my love. Now.
Dear folks, it's going to be hard for me to write this, but maybe it will make me feel better. Yesterday, my company was hit while looking for VC. They told me that they needed someone to identify a boy.